Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Disgraced former entertainer Rolf Harris, who was jailed in Britain for a series of indecent assaults on girls, has died at the age of 93. Harris was found guilty of a string of indecent assaults between 1968 and 1986 following a trial in 2014. He was jailed for 5 years and 9 months. He was released from prison in 2017 but never apologised to his victims. Let's talk now to Julian Drucker, who's entertainment reporter with Channel 5 News. Julian, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. The family have issued a statement. Not only has he died, but the burial has already taken place.
Hi there, Brian. Yes, this was confirmed by a registrar at Maidenhead Town Hall. We knew that he'd been ill for some time. There have been various stories recently, presumably from neighbours, sort of telling the media about ambulances outside his home, saying he was having cancer treatment. So not a surprise to hear this news today. Almost hard to forget how big a star he was, as you said, the 50s, the 60s, 70s and 80s. But it all, of course, came crashing down with that trial, which I covered in 2014. He was an extremely sort of rude defendant as well, as he was to the female prosecutor. It seemed hopeful at the start of his trial. You know, this was someone who everybody in Britain felt they knew. And by the end of it, you know, the jury found him guilty of all the counts. A string of convictions, jail, as you said, for 5 years and 9 months. There was a second trial later on of which the jury couldn't decide, but by then his reputation was completely trashed. And, you know, of course, his career never recovered, of course. And as you say, he never apologised to those victims.
Disgraced both in Britain and in his original home country, Australia.
Absolutely. There were allegations in that trial as well relating to Australia, a makeup artist saying that he had sort of groped her. There was allegations relating to Malta. So he was popular. He was popular in South Africa as well. It was only really America and that part of the world where he wasn't that well known. Even painting the portrait of the late Queen on her 80th birthday. So this was someone who truly was, in his time, an actual national treasure.
One of the horrifying ironies of all this, that at one stage he fronted a campaign warning children of the dangers of sexual predators.
Yes, some of this was played at his trial, actually. This was sort of mid-80s where he fronted this campaign. It was very unusual to see celebrities doing that sort of thing back then. I mean, lots of celebrities do it now. But, this was filmed in Australia, I think, you know, urging children to speak to their parents if they, you know, had seen strangers and that sort of thing. The complete irony, of course, was that by this point, we knew from the trial, he had been abusing children for some sort of 20, 30 years by this point.
Including at one stage a friend of one of his own daughters.
Yeah, this was probably some of the most shocking evidence in the trial. This was a friend of his daughter, Bindi. She sort of waived her anonymity afterwards and everything. But he admitted to an affair with her from the age of 18. But at the trial, she said it went on when she was a lot younger, when she was in her teenage years, sort of at 14, 15. Probably the most shocking details we heard in that trial. And as I say, his reputation, of course, and just couldn't recover after that.
Right, look, we leave it there, Julian. Thank you very much, Julian Drucker from Channel 5 News.